Last week, the Salt Lake City Council showed widespread support for a proposal to allow parking enforcement to ticket people for idling longer than 2 minutes within city limits. But before the council takes a vote, it will seek input from the public. And they'll get plenty of that from Patty White's sixth grade students.
Be resolved that Salt Lake City should support Mayor Ralph Becker's anti-idling mandate. I'll now present the affirmative case because the status quo is not working.
There has to be a limit to the government. My name is Irene Pollock, and my partner, Nicole Jung, and I do not support this resolution.
Morningside Elementary School in Holladay has run an anti-idling campaign for the past 5 years. But when White heard about Salt Lake City's attempt to pass an anti-idling ordinance, she thought this would be a good addition to the campaign and a good study on persuasion. The number of kids who supported the ordinance surprised her.
Even after their study, we're still at 26 for the ordinance out of 28. So only two students in the classroom are not for the mandate. And the big word is mandate. They're all for not idling. In our community, they would rather people do it on their own and not have to make it a law.
Although only two of White's students disagreed with the ordinance, some of them argued the opposing side. Irene Pollock pointed to Utah's extreme temperatures in the summer and winter as a need for idling to remain lawful.
The students can't wait in comfort in their car while waiting for their kids when picking them up from school or after school classes. Contention two, fines are too big. People are very upset about how high fines are if you get a ticket. A lot of people are having money issues due to the economy, making it so that they would not be able to pay the fine, causing them to be further in debt.
But Sophie Papastamos says the ordinance will decrease pollution and might actually be more sensible for cash-strapped drivers.
We don't need to idle. Because of the efficiency of modern fuel injection, which eliminated carburetors and chokes, the only reason to let the car idle at all is to get the oil circulating, but after 30 seconds, it's a done deal. This resolution will save gas money for citizens.
White says there are three asthmatic students in her classroom, and on just the second day of school, one of her students had an asthma attack and had to be sent home.
We know that 50% of the pollution in our valley is created by automobiles. So even though idling is not going to eliminate a lot of pollution, it's going to eliminate some, and we feel like any piece of that pollution that we can help to take away will help us to be able to breathe better.
Since Morningside Elementary went back into session 2 weeks ago, the Division of Air Quality has issued several yellow air quality alerts for Salt Lake County. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.